Hi everyone. Well, I got some pictures back, and although they're not going to be very interesting to you because they're mainly of the fellas that I'm here with, I thought I'd send them home anyway. Shows us playing some volleyball, and there's also a couple of pictures of me. I'll mail the slides in a little box at the same time that I mail the tape back. In fact, I may put it in a tape box. So you'll get it about the same time. Now, I skipped around some of the numbers because I took some pictures of medically interesting things, and I don't think you'd be interested in those. Well, the first picture starts with number 3, and this is playing volleyball, and this is Mike Chun. Mike is the fellow I went to Vung Tau with. He's from Hawaii, and Ruth, he went to Punahou, and I think he graduated from school about 1960 or 1961. In Hawaii, he lived on the north side of the island. I'll find out the exact name of the place, but it's just as you're going over the Pali, it's to the left of Kailua, a couple of miles. He was a real nice guy. We had a great time there. He's leaving here in about 15 days, and he's going somewhere in the east to finish up the army, and then is going into a residency in radiology. This next one is a picture of a fellow named Lou Parker, and Lou has had a year of internal medicine and is working out in the emergency room, and this is also playing volleyball. These were taken with a telephoto lens that I borrowed. Number 5 is another picture of Mike Chun making a shot at the net, playing volleyball. The next picture is number 6. That's Bill Callahan. He's a thoracic surgeon. Bill's from Boston, and he's the fellow whose telephoto lens I used. This next picture is one of Jack Richards, and Jack Richards is from upstate New York, and he's the fellow who was the had OJT in orthopedics and really was a fabulous guy, and he's waiting here for a shot in again in volleyball. The next picture is the guy closest to us is Bob Shavelson, and Bob I think is from Brooklyn, and he's an internist, board internist, was in practice for about 3 years before he was drafted, and he's been over here about 6 months. Behind him is Bill Callahan again, and next is a picture that I'm sure you'll recognize. This is Pat, again playing volleyball. The next picture is one I threw in for the kids, and that's a little dog named Wendy. And Wendy's about twice that size now, even though this was only taken about 3 weeks ago. And she was gotten by as a little puppy by one of the fellows in a hooch about 3 doors down from us, and she's grown up quite a lot since then. Then picture number 11 is taken out at the Mule Skinners swimming pool. Remember I told you about the Mule Skinners? They're the people who fly the big two-bladed helicopters, and they have a swimming pool that I've showed you pictures of before. And that's Pat Griffin, and the guy in the background is a fellow named King Hartman. And King is an ophthalmologist who went home about 3 weeks ago. The next picture is one of Pat and I that King took. And you mentioned that you'd like to see some pictures of me, so I included a few in this series. The next picture is number 25. And remember I told you about the patio that we have that they're going to make a new hooch on. And so I took a picture of that just to show you what it's like. And there's our barbecue and our picnic table. And this is taken about 4 in the afternoon, and fellows frequently are out there eating and reading. Notice how beautiful the sky is, and if you look in the background, you can see a helicopter just taking off. On the right there is our brand new showers that they built for us. We used to have 3 showers that would barely run water, and now we have 6. And we even have sinks in there, so we're really going first class, but still no hot water. The fellow in the foreground was Tom Hale, and the fellow in the background, Tom Hale is a general surgeon who's interested in missionary medicine, and his wife, I think, is an anesthesiologist. And when he finishes his tour here, they're going to meet and go to Thailand and live there. I think it's Thailand or Laos or one of those places. The fellow in the middle there reading is Tom O'Dell, who's one of the MSC officers here. Next is a picture of me in my uniform. You know, this is the jungle fatigues that we wear over here. We wear that about 12 hours a day, and sometimes longer. This is all we wear. It was all we were authorized to wear. Of course, we wear civilian clothes after about 5 o'clock. You can see my brand new Seiko watch over there. Actually, it's 2 months old. By the way, I've had that watch for over 2 months, and it hasn't lost a second since I bought it. Next is a picture of Irv Spodek. Irv is a gynecologist who's over here doing general surgery, and this is his frequent pose in the late afternoon, reading, smoking a cigarette with his sunglasses on. Everybody sits outside in the afternoon with their shirts off because it's so warm, and it's nice to get a little sun time. You notice our pretty flowers that we planted in the background. This is taken right in front of our hooch number 4. The next picture is a another picture of me that I took because I didn't think the other one's lighting was set right, and this is a little better. So I don't need to describe this guy to you very much. Next is a picture of our hooches, and since the last picture I sent you, we put up a few fences and planted a few bushes and flowers, and you can see the new shower in the background there. The next one is of an airplane called a C-123, and this is the kind of airplane that we took to Vung Tau. It's one that the back opens up, and you can drive a Jeep on it if you want to. The next picture is one of those planes that are called a Chinook, and it's way in the background. It even take with a telephoto lens, but I thought it was sort of a pretty picture, and it shows the Chinook carrying a crippled helicopter that we call a Slick, which is a gunship, has machine guns on it, and it must have broken down somewhere, and they send these Chinooks out to pick up the broken down helicopters and haul them back into the base camp to be repaired. The next one is another picture of a C-123, this one taking off. And I thought the sky is so pretty that it would make a nice picture. The next picture is not very well exposed, but it's a picture of two fellows. One on the left, his name is Paul Balanowski, and Paul is from New Jersey, and he's with what we call the wound data team. He's been assigned here to study wounds. He's had a year of general surgery and really does a good job helping out in the operating room. And the fellow on the right is Mac McLean. McLean is a internist, and he came in right after his residency.